Don't have to obey the FCC. Don't have to obey the FCC. Don't have to obey the FCC.
The earth was without form and void, and darkness moved sluggishly on the face of the deep. The continental masses were unstable. They burbled and steamed with boiling lava.
Sure they did. Well,
the droning voices of evil demons were all that could be heard. You know, I can't hear in my headphones, but there's supposed to be a vein of pure Nelsonium right ahead, which we're going to extract.
You know, those evil demons are making too much noise. So it's hard to
control.
Hard to concentrate.
Itching, swelling.
Well, perhaps I should play some swelling organ music.
Yes, it's a remarkable phenomenon. If we dig only 3 meters further, we'll find beneath the frigid subsoil, right under this frozen baby mammoth, a vein of pure Nelsonite. One lump of this miraculous substance can cause a flying submarine to go 6 times around the Earth, with all its automatic controls perfectly set. As revealed by Gnostic sages many years ago in Lamasery's on the high slopes of Mount Crumpet. Crumbling replica of ancient glory. Never mind those pessimistic peregrinations.
There's
our
only
callers,
one place
our listeners
this could possibly
and
be.
Expect better treatment than they're getting now. They may be vile, the rank and file.
Yes, the deep.
Oh, no, there's one of them now.
The deep susurration of Mr. Nelson's maniacal memory.
Didn't you like it? Wasn't it great? And now he's back. He's back to wreak his reeking will upon a suffering humanity.
Nail it.
This is Phineas Narco calling again.
Suffering succotash.
Well, I didn't think it was Santa Claus.
Sure, you have a headache, but why take it out on the kids?
Because they're nearby and handy. This is nearby, and I think you meant handy.
Just looking at the slide presentation here, and
they're not going to slide out on this one.
You're a hematite.
Those bad, bad kids. Those bad, bad kids. They're going to get their britches burned. What awful manners they have learned, those bad, bad kids.
It's another word for a branching vein of a mineral substance found 6 meters beneath the earth.
Recent prophecies have indicated that X-Day may occur this year or at any time during the next 2 years, based upon revision of the original calendric measure and incorporating the Julian and Gregorian calendric reforms. One must calculate from the end of the 33-year life of the Son of Man, not the birth, which is unacceptable, though historically significant. That is to say, the birth is unexceptional. Everybody is born. However, the end with the hideous torture and the return to life is most unusual, and so if you calculate from that, then July 5th, 1998 may not have occurred yet, but be about to occur, and then the giant pleasure saucers of the sex goddesses will descend and take the subgeniuses off to their special place, which they, by their steadfastness in the pursuit of slack and appreciation of the wonderful works of J.R. Bob Dobbs, Salesman of the Year, will enjoy an eternity of pleasant events. So it is written in the book of the Subgenius, our oldest testament, to be followed by Revelation X, the Bob Apocryphon, the undescended testicle of the church. And after that, there are the supernumerary texts, which might be likened analogically to the Christian Apocrypha. First of all, that collection of strange stories and tales called Three-Fisted Tales of Bob. Why, I wrote a story that's in there. It's called The Smoker from the Shadows. And Michael Pepe wrote a wonderful account of his interview with God. And there's plenty more stuff in there. Then there's also High Weirdness by Mail, which, being a document of the time described, eloquently explains how the Church of the Subgenius came into being. In addition, there's the rare comic book, Bob's Favorite Comics. The thing is, the run was not large, and most of the issues were stored in the East Bay next to an illegal Chinese fireworks factory, which exploded and burned up nearly the entire run. Still, if you want to shell out $25, I believe it's still possible to get on the internet. And I've got some comics in there that I drew, illustrating lyrics that I wrote, and there are many wonderful participants in there, including the horrendous story Care Dog Meets Pea Bear by Ivan Stang and illustrated by Paul Mavridis. Yes, you can get all that stuff in Bob's Favorite Comics. But the church did not cease publication after Revelation X. No, it continued. And I have not even mentioned pamphlet number one, the first and only pamphlet of the church. Anyway, after that, you get the Cyclopedia of Slack, yet another volume bringing in new writers and commentators. All of these books can be achieved from the Church of the Subgenius, as well as Strange Literary Curiosity by Lonesome Cowboy Dave, the novel Neighbor World. All these wonderful things are there, but there are plans afoot to create an online digital version of Revelation X and the not Bob's Favorite Comics, no, not Netherworld, but perhaps pamphlet number one itself. And to this end, certain of my illustrations have been animated and will be seen cavorting and capering around the words presented to you on your screen. If you like digital things more than books, this is what you get. And it's coming your way shortly. So, beware. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night after night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words unto the end of the world. In them hath he built a tabernacle to the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heavens, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and nothing is hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, converting the infidel. The testimony of the Lord is right, and the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Deliver me thou from secret fault. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright and innocent of the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Epilutus, his epiglottis and his epididymis. And he sings Christmas carols with Tiny, the little runty midget. Some might call him the world's largest giant. I mean, the world's largest midget, or the world's
smallest.
Hold on.
Giant, largest midget.
Look at that, folks. Isn't it cute? He's doing a new number for us today.
He's doing the cool. The Kool-Aid cool. The cool, 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 cool. Kool-Aid cool.
You know, I heard earlier.
First you shake like a bunny, then you spin like a spoon.
Of course, I don't go.
Doing the cool. The Kool-Aid cool. Then you gibber and squeak like a rabid baboon. Doing the cool.
The
Kool-Aid cool.
Big folks from little folks.
Then put on a happy smile and drink your Kool-Aid bunny style. Doing the cool. The Kool-Aid cool. The cool, 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 Kool-Aid cool.
He needs a little piece of cardboard. That's what he does. He rips it up and he stuffs it in the end of his. Yeah, that's right. We can't say on the air what he actually does.
Because kids are being changed.
Kids are being changed. Well, I hope so. They stink. I mean, you've got to put the little nippers.
You've got to take care of your urchins. Sure. Make sure they are sanitary.
So that we may all
before they end up in the cemetery
to which we are all traveling.
What we did was to take some of these pictures.
No.
Well, bring them back. They weren't your property.
This is all a terrible plot by those egg worshipping albuminites.
It was superimposed on the picture.
I don't wish to perpetuate their propaganda.
Yes, the planet Pluto, as some call it. Or the planet Yugoth, as it's called.
Now they call it a dwarf planet, but this they might as well call it a dual planetary system.
Intersects the orbit of the planet Neptune.
You see, the giant moon Charon, which orbits Pluto, is so huge it might as well be said that Pluto orbits Charon. They're two buddies there on...
Yes, and now is the hour of penultimate power before the awakening.
And why was it that... It turned out Pluto, which was supposed to be a frozen ice rock, has an atmosphere and is far warmer than it's supposed to be. Where's that heat coming from? And what are the meanings of strange structural lines on its surface in a region known as Cthulhu Regio? Yes, they named it after the god Cthulhu. Scientists did, and it does have radiant lines hanging down like old Cthulhu's tentacles. It does. You can't deny that of a lighter color than the red
products and services,
whatever they are that surrounds it. All right, okay. I guess I can't do this. Okay, all right.
An evil caller, evil, evil, unclean.
Oh, everything's falling apart. Now I.
Burn him. He's evil, evil.
I'm not dead.
I better take care of business here.
And with strange eons, even death may die.
Take my brain.
Oh my God, Rabbit Weasel! Get him out of the control room!
The flexible nature of reality, which has always been known to the ancients and the attuned, is ultimately the subgenius's greatest excuse to lie. Even the important dogma of the church can be interrupted by the of the uninformed, unenlightened caller. Yes, the smegma-spattered caller, unable to withstand the truth.
Rover was killed by a Pontiac, and the witnesses to the deed said it was done with such elan and grace that they awarded the driver both ears and the tail.
Oh, that's right. There was a jelly talking jelly donut.
Jelly donut.
Well, here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Freddie Price. Come on up here, Freddie.
Uh-oh. SpaghettiOs.
Now that the all legions of the earth are made one unto Bob.
Frop Caller is the spirit and the power which wedded nature gives to us in dower. A new earth and a new heaven, undreamt of by the sensual and the proud. Frop is the soft voice. Frop is a luminous cloud of smoke. We in ourselves rejoice. And thence comes all the charms of Erosite, all melodies an echo of that voice, all colors a suffusion of that light. Why will you desecrate the unprofaned? Though earth may be, must other worlds be stained?
And in the end then, what strange brows and eyes shall judge our truths and recognize our lies.
Hold in your hands. It looks something like a dulcimer, but she did it really great, and she supported.
What a mellow cello it is.
A damsel with a dulcimer in a vision once I saw. It was an Abyssinian maid, and on her dulcimer she played, singing of Mount Abora. Could I revive within me her symphony and song? Then to such a deep delight 'twould win me that with music loud and long I would build that dome in air.
Rubik's Cube was quite excellent. Do you know of them?
No, it's a lovely name.
Oh, well,
you know one woman, though.
The woman who
that sunny dome,
that is wonderful.
Those caves of ice.
She was one of the highlights of the...
And all who heard should see them there, and all should cry, beware, beware, his flashing eyes, his floating hair. Weave a circle round him thrice, and close your eyes with holy dread, for he on honeydew has fed and drunk the milk of paradise.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, no, not so fast. You're not going anywhere.
How many minutes now?
Hey, let go. Minutes? Keep your hands
No. Sit back down. There. You're going to broadcast.
I protest. This is outrageous.
In phase two, we'd like more suggestions.
I think you should let him go.
Let him go. Okay. That was the suggestion.
I'm not wearing underwear.
Uh-oh. These rules appear to constantly change.
Okay, make him go.
His job is to inspect the roller coaster after closing time.
All right. Cut that call off. Let's get it up.
You know what happened? Hey.
What happened?
Well, I found this mushroom table. I guess someone misplaced it.
Oh, no.
Found the mushroom.
Another mushroom store. Here it comes.
Oh. Mushroom table, man.
Yeah. When you were young, there were mushrooms.
And there were all these stars and some kind of thing.
Mush. Mush, so cried Sergeant Preston of the Yukon as he urged his giant sled dog, Yukon King, to pull his sled forward through the frozen, snow-blowing wastes of northern Canada, hunting the terrible criminal Pierre Loffier.
One more minute to go.
For a Mountie always gets his man.
In the ruins, they all did change.
People don't get to become regular.
Oh, for blankety blank.
artists or is it?
No, that's more than I know. And her dad lives on the site and
operates a
obsolete camera equipment, which took
hours. Yes, yes, yes. All that is gone. That place disappeared. I was supposed to visit it once more, but then I caught COVID from John Law. Had to cancel the trip, and soon after, the entire place disappeared as though into a fold of the earth.
Land of Id. You might even see some pictures of Xanthia.
Interocitor linkage. I cannot do it from the outer control pod cubicle. Beep. Someone needs to connect us with these hypothetical callers.
Huh.
But there are no callers. They're too weak and limp.
Oh, you're looking at your clock away years ago, Pastor.
They're an hour and a half late in that movie.
Yes, this is me talking, the world's oldest child, or the world's youngest
Okay, shouldn't have said that. Okay,
right. The toughest of the
Now bad things are happening. Big old scary bats.
The world's largest midget.
What is this one?
And all the lights in the room are going on and off.
She
got space clothes.
Yes, she dressed herself and clothed her nudity.
I wanted to see the giant flying bat, but they wouldn't let me.
Sign away your life, yeah.
And now she's going to ope her dolorous phantoms to the light of day.
They just didn't understand that some things you gotta do, and one of them is, when given an opportunity, to see the giant flying bat, by God, you should do it. It wouldn't have been particularly hard.
Observation modules.
Or
I speak that language.
When you went to the theaters in New York.
Now I'm the other side.
And you're waiting for the play to begin.
Yeah, this is a
they serve orange drink. You can buy a little orange drink, and it's a sort of a watery orange drink. So I asks me mom, hey, can we get some of that orange drink? No, it's just watery orange drink. There's no point in paying for it. You won't want it. But mom, the totality of this experience includes drinking that damn orange drink. That is part of this particular time, this scene. Don't you understand? Please, let's get some orange drink. Please.
Are they trapped in there? Garpath? Yeah. Garpath and Simon. Or is it Simon and Garpath?
A sleepy lagoon, a tropical moon, and two on an island. A sleepy lagoon and two hearts in tune and some lullaby. The fireflies gleam, reflects in the stream. They sparkle and shimmer. A star from on high falls out of the sky and slowly grows dimmer. The leaves from the trees all dance in the breeze and float on the ripples. I'm deep in the spell as nightingales tell of roses and dew. The memory of this moment of love will haunt me forever. A tropical moon, a sleepy lagoon, and you. The leaves from the trees all dance in the breeze and float on the ripples. I'm deep in the spell as nightingales tell of roses and dew. The memory of this moment of love will haunt me forever. A tropical moon, a sleepy lagoon, and
was there. And let's see. Well, of course, it's Anthea Dushroom and many more.
Government,
and the approval
us.
Was a
yeah.
great relief. It was very important for us to know.
Well, look at that lighting. Boy, that's real stuff.
Schultz said Blast. President Reagan and his top advisors are convinced that
think,
injecting
Mobius?
A greater element of heroin into their arms will make the strategic
balance
more stable.
We can't change movies. This is your life. I'm talking about
clearly,
these.
The operation was slapped together in a hurry.
This is your life.
How can you tell that?
The bad outweighs the inevitability of war with the non-communist brethren.
Okay.
As they prove
okay,
from
call her here, right in your little face.
Right, you sicko, robots. What's going on?
See, little caller hung up already.
The robot will more closely.
Stand back. Here comes a scary monster.
Oh, it hurt when
oh,
they
drill it in there. Okay, there we go. Now. Okay.
That was extremely painful, protracted, and excruciating. Why don't we patch in this little caller who's trying to reach us? Oh, if I could only get through to headquarters. Hello, you're on the air.
They've hung up already.
Are you alive? Have you got anything to say?
Oh, the caller's getting a little too excited now. Oh, a little dead caller. Caller alert. Too many caller alerts. Nobody on the board. Yum. It doesn't have any peanut butter in it.
Roll for off.
Wake up, honey. Wake up.
See, this guy's real confused as to who's on the show.
Wait.
Can't tell if it's a bald guy or a space cube. I don't know, little caller. I don't know if we can trust you or not.
Along with them from heaven strikes the soul of us to the shaft of light.
There was
was a reason for why you couldn't get on the air, and now the reason's been cleared up. I fixed it. Go ahead.
Oh, may I ask a question?
No.
Let's test your subgenial IQ.
Instead, why don't you give us some money? I mean, like, this is a pay-for-play radio station.
This guy's making this other guy
kiss. You're not going to finger our ear.
It's really awful.
Without sending it in a tip.
Well,
he thinks he's talking to a girl.
I'd like to give some money, provided you can answer my question.
Well, we'll try it your way just once. Now,
okay.
What do you want?
Well, I just woke up.
Don't be shy.
No, well, I just woke up.
I suppose you did.
What was it that woke you? Did you have a strange constriction, a palpitation of the heart?
Who is that guy that just said that?
Which guy?
Which guy?
The one that just said constriction of the heart.
That's constriction of the heart.
Because I have heard him on the radio before.
Well, he's a very evil character, and he gets his nose in everything.
And, he's very interesting to me, at least.
That's because he's not that interesting. He is interesting to you, okay? The rest of us really can't stand him because of a lot of reasons.
Well, now, Phil, turn your head and cough, please.
Okay. Second, he was late on his story.
Well, he has a very distinctive voice. There's something about it that's impelling.
Oh, it's because he's his own dad.
Outside of his vocabulary. And I thought
he had himself fixed like that.
I wonder if he had his own program on the radio.
Yeah, he does.
I am programmed as a
It's a real estate program on one of those other KG stations. He's like a real estate expert during the day.
Yes, be aggressive and take my course
expert.
In real estate.
Yeah, have you ever heard his show on that other AM station?
You can be a big winner.
I don't think so.
Make plenty of money.
Don't say the call letters. FCC says no, no.
Money, dispossessing less well off.
The best part is he thinks it's a real person.
Actually, you can't say that.
I made a promise if you answered my question.
What was the question?
I would send the donation.
You haven't answered my question yet.
When are you going to go back to sleep?
Yeah, when are you going to go back to sleep? That's a good question. Think you can do it right now?
I don't know. I think I just.
I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to grab that most personal of your personal organs, that most secret of your personal organs.
You have spent a good 5 minutes insulting me, sir. And I shall seek satisfaction.
Right. I want you to take that wallet and write a check.
You have offended
right now,
me to the
while you're in a semi-dream state, it's best to write that check for him.
All right, hands against the car.
Anyway, if I send a blank check, that would help.
Spread your antennas.
No, I'd fill in the amount if I was you.
But
because
the last time I listened to this person, he recited some fantastic story.
Oh, would you like him to tell you a story now?
Yes.
Okay.
General Motors protested
how much is the check? You get a check like for $25 or more?
After Ringo Starr overturned...
Well, I don't know if it will be $25, but it will be a check.
...resisted weapons sales to Vincent
Franco.
Well,
here he goes, then. Here's
and the
story.
Contra leaders described classified data on Vanna White. Gary Hart promoted Soviet women for Colonel Flanders. Margaret Thatcher charges policy tilt toward Michael Beaver. Oliver North offers former link with Disneyland. Muammar Gaddafi announces increased funds for Monty Hall.
Is that okay now?
The guardian prince of Albion burns in his nightly tent. Sullen fires across the Atlantic glow to America's shore, piercing the souls of warlike men who rise in silent night. Washington, Franklin, Payne and Warren, Gates, Hancock, and Green meet on the coast, glowing with blood from Albion's fiery prince. Washington spoke, "Friends of America, look over the Atlantic Sea. A bended bow is lifted in heaven, and a heavy iron chain descends, link by link from Albion's cliffs across the sea, to bind brothers and sons of America, till our faces pale and yellow, heads depressed, voices weak, eyes downcast, hands work bruised, feet bleeding on the sultry sands, and the furrows of the whip descend to generations that in future times forget." The strong voice ceased, for a terrible blast swept over the heaving sea. The eastern cloud rent on his cliffs stood Albion's wrathful prince. A dragon form clashing his scales. At midnight he arose, and flamed red meteors around the land of Albion. Beneath, his voice, his locks, his awful shoulders, and his glowing eyes appear to the Americans upon the cloudy night. Solemn heave the Atlantic waves between the gloomy nations, swelling, belching from its deeps, red clouds and raging fires. Albion is sick. America faints. Enraged, the zenith grew as human blood shooting its veins all round the orbed heaven. Red rose from the clouds from the Atlantic in vast wheels of blood. And in the red clouds rose a wonder o'er the Atlantic sea. Intense, naked, a human fire, fierce, glowing as the wedge of iron heated in the furnace. His terrible limbs were fire with myriads of cloudy terrors. Banners dark and towers surrounded. Heat, but not light, went through the murky atmosphere. The King of England, looking westward, trembles at the vision. Albion's angel stood beside the stone of night and saw the terror like a comet, or more, like the planet red that once enclosed the terrible wandering comets in its sphere. Then, Mars, thou wast our center, and the planets there flew round thy crimson disk. So, ere the sun was rent from thy red sphere, the specter glowed his horrid lengths, straining the temple long with beams of blood. And thus a voice came forth and shook the temple. The morning comes. The night decays. The watchmen leave their stations. The grave is burst. The spices shed. The linen wrapped up. The bones of death. The covering day. The sinews shrunk and dried. Reviving shake. Inspiring move. Breathing. Awakening. Spring like redeemed captives when their bonds and bars are burst. Let the slave, grinding at the mill, run out into the field. Let him look up into the heavens and laugh in the bright air. Let the enchained soul shut up in darkness and in sighing, whose face has never seen a smile in 30 weary years, rise and look out. His chains are loose, his dungeon doors are open, and let his wife and children return from the oppressor's scourge. They look behind at every step and believe it is a dream, singing, "The sun has left his blackness and has found a fresher morning." And the fair moon rejoices in the clear and cloudless night. For empire is no more, and now the lion and wolf shall cease. In thunders ends the voice, then Albion's angel, wrathful, burnt beside the stone of night. And like the eternal lion's howl, in famine and war, replied, "Art thou not Orc? Who serpent-formed stands at the gates of Enith Arman to devour her children?" Blasphemous demon, Antichrist, hater of dignities, lover of wild rebellion and transgressor of God's law, why dost thou come to angels' eyes in this terrific form? The terror answered, "I am Orc, wreathed round the accursed tree. The times are ended, shadows pass, The morning begins to break. The fiery joy that Urizen perverted in 10 commands. What night he led the starry hosts through the wide wilderness. That stony law I stamp to dust and scatter religion abroad. I scatter religion to the four winds as a torn book, and none shall gather the leaves. But they shall rot on desert sands and consume in bottomless deeps to make the deserts blossom, and the deeps shrink to their fountains, and to renew the fiery joy and burst the stony roof, that pale religious lechery seeking virginity may find it in a harlot, and in coarse-clad honesty the undefiled, though ravished in her cradle night and morn. For everything that lives is holy, and life delights in life, because the soul of sweet delight can never be defiled. Fires enwrap the earthly globe, yet man is not consumed. Amidst the lustful fires he walks, his feet become like brass, his knees and thighs like silver, and his breast and head like gold.
That's, you know, you are listening to a religious program. It's probably hard to tell now because we're in our sci-fi mode here, but this is actually a religious radio program, and it's totally devoted to the worship of, well, not worship, actually, but maybe
it's really a good show, really.
J.R. Bob Dobbs.
Give me that old-time sub-genius. Give me that old-time sub-genius. Give me that old-time sub-genius. It's good enough for me. It was good enough for Sterno. It was good enough for Sterno. It was good enough for Sterno. And it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time sub-genius. Give me that old-time sub-genius. It's good enough for me. It was good for the Prophet Janer. It was good for the Prophet Janer. It was good for the Prophet Janer. And it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time sub-genius. Give me that old-time sub-genius. Give me that old-time
sub-genius. Perhaps if I was a god, I'd think the show was funny.
This is your chance to get in on the ground floor of a huge.
Well, you could be really thrilled because you've been killed, you know,
right,
by the callers.
Here's a good part. This
okay,
is
this is the
red blob
show is throwing up on everything.
That always happens.
Yeah. You had to kind of carefully hang the bodies and spin them and get
the.
Make
those Palmer heads for dock stock, I think.
I don't think you're supposed to go that fast in that helicopter. Not supposed to go quite like that.
So you like to go fast.
The smile and all those bad thoughts and all that feeling about. You know, about getting up at 3:30 in the morning and everything. Oh, don't. Come on, pilot. Don't look at it. Oh, ectoplasmic badness now.
Yeah, that's right.
Shouldn't get the pilot looking at these kind of things.
It's that good slime.
Ah, yes. What an
oh, the little model's on fire now, and so we're pretty much in trouble. We're going to have to somehow back the little model into a parking space.
Somebody got a Kleenex.
Ew, she's a mess.
The salmon rope. Well,
she didn't really get the formula and the chemistry quite right, and we wound up with...
That's right, blueberries on the floor.
Hick Dominica Honda Santa
Bruna Lady.
We got plenty of callers here. We're doing something. I'm not sure what, though.
But they are all lined up and waving and...
Why don't we take some of these callers?
Because interocular screen.
Take Let's them around behind the woodshed and...
assortment of simple-minded samples.
Yeah, whoever you are out there, we don't like this.
Junior samples.
Sampled by the census.
I understand. They
General Motors Pavilion of 1944.
We'll touch an alien now.
Touch an alien.
Ew, ticklish.
Take an alien to lunch.
Some of my I'm not the alien, you stupids.
They must have been living off each other when we found them. There were only three of them left. Killed all of my
puzzling men. Evidence. Gary Gabon and Dr. Howe.
Yeah. She's not human.
I am a little sexy.
feel this.
You're going to have to yell.
Call 848.
This is the show. If you've heard
no,
us before,
no, don't call
you've
that.
Heard this show before.
Sometimes one of these days, we'll get the phone fixed up here at Radio Valencia. I can take calls just as we used to back in the other station. It'll happen. It's just some technical.
These big monsters run around.
Discover a dog statue on
the hookers. Big spaceship.
Oh, big spaceship.
Up there goes old Hink's building. Oh, there goes the BART
Something
station.
Hinky about that building.
Inside the BART station now, lots of people are trying to get BART cards, and they're rushing around trying to get this. Look, this guy's... Nuns have gone crazy, and there are people who've forgotten their registrations and their licenses, and they're...
May I see your license and registration?
People need change badly, and... Meanwhile,
I have it here somewhere, officer. Let me get it for you.
KPFA guards are up.
Yes, ma'am.
Random caller again on our.
I'll just rummage through my reticule.
Dr. Bofram, we're now viewing the callers up close, as it were. And
I don't know where those things can be.
We're desperately trying to put together the fragments of what happened now.
It seems a fragmentation grenade was hurled into the president's.
If we can find the. Keys to the helicopter will probably be in better shape.
Oh, you that didn't see the wacky helicopter.
No, I didn't.
You absolutely missed that, or the day before yesterday.
No, was that an exciting paramilitary operation?
It was a very interesting. If you've never seen the fist fight in the Zodiac.
It's the old flapping Zodiac.
Oh, really?
Listen to Relodio
what
tomorrow.
What happened to the record about Tomorrowland, though?
Oh, it makes me laugh, too. You know, here
and money. Money is to burn.
Okay, there's a special ed and his Word-O-Rama show. There's so many shows on here. And even though you liked Hal, you'll never call back again. I understand.
He called back twice already.
Everybody's kissing.
And when it happens, there's big electrical sparks and shots.
Kissing and breaking up the office tonight.
What's happening down here?
Who can tell? Who can
Not
tell
very
what's going
nice.
On? I don't know. I think I'm going to fly right out of here.
All to myself. Just me.
Who is this? Where are we?
Must be better.
If Bell could be serious about
Now, I know most of you are really kind of wondering what's going to happen to Doc Doc, right? What order we're going to play in and all that sort of thing.
Well, the latest thing is we're not going to Doc Doc. It's
pretty exciting thing. There it goes, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa!
You're right, it may not, because you know, the thing is, it needs weight, it needs complication, it needs a little collar boot. Very, very
little collar boot. It's probably true that the band that you're not going to see this movie is probably not going to play at Doc Doc this year. It's a sad but true thing that there was a transportation facility.
It's a bathing suit!
No, we're going to have to... Well, no, we can play, but it's just... I don't think we're allowed to play the normal situation.
Hey, come on, let's hear the record just for a minute or two.
You're listening to it.
That would be kind of him broadcast Doc Doc live.
Maybe a dancer.
No, no,
a song? That's it. Let's try a song.
I think you got some there, buddy.
No. About you?
My father's a dummy and I'm a chip off the old block.
No, that won't do.
Huh?
Can you boys lead a band?
I'm Riley.
I'm Kenny.
Oh, what a predicament. What can I do for the jitterbugs tonight? This is their big night and they expect great things. Oh, can I concentrate? Isn't there someone I can get to swing?
Thank you.
this time, the Ask Dr. Hal show live on radio ends its Bobcast day on listener-bewildered RadioValencia.fm. Radio Valencia is a host of the Ask Dr. Hal show live on radio for many years, stretching even from a time when it was on actual radio as generally defined. It has gone through many transmutations and changes, for to change is nominally to develop, and to develop is to grow, and to grow is to be alive, but to cease change is not like growth. It is as if a flower were to get smaller, withdraw its leaves and blossoms, and curl up into a tiny cold seed under the ground, unmoving and inert. On behalf of the Ask Dr. Hal show, we strongly hope that there will be no unexpected equipment failure or other acts of God or the devil, so that next week we may present a show with a guest, as we plan. Until then, it is my duty to say to all of you who may still be listening, good night and good morning.